I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. As the fog burns away, we'll see a partly sunny sky today, a high near 72 degrees. The Illinois House is set to return to Springfield this week, and policymakers are still puzzling through last week's budget proposal from Governor Bruce Rauner. As Brian Mackey reports, it's partly because the Rauner administration made a significant break with tradition.
The immediate reaction to the governor's proposal included confusion. Typically, the top budget aides to the governor meet with their counterparts in the legislature before the big speech, but not the Rauner administration. State Representative Greg Harris, a Democrat from Chicago, says this is unprecedented territory.
This is the way it has been done for 198 years of the 200 years of our state's history. Only in the last 2 years has it ended up this way.
This matters because if you were listening to Rauner's budget speech, you heard the governor assert his proposal was balanced. But now that the documents are publicly available, it's clear there's a $4.5 to $7 billion deficit. I'm Brian Mackey.
Illinois Republicans are criticizing Democratic controller Susana Mendoza for spending $32,000 on a used SUV for her office when Illinois is months behind in paying its bills. Illinois GOP Chairman Tim Schneider called the purchase outrageous, noting social service agencies are still waiting months to be paid. Mendoza's office says the money came from a fund that's not used to pay state bills, and Mendoza has reduced the office fleet from 9 to 8 vehicles. Spokesman Abdon Palish says the GOP is trying to divert attention from Governor Bruce Rauner's budget address. The search for a new chancellor at the SIU Carbondale campus is getting closer to its next step. SIU System President Randy Dunn updated the school's trustees earlier this month on the search process. He says 7 semifinalists are being interviewed via Skype over the next couple of weeks, and then the search committee will narrow that field even further.
As they get then into the first part of the month of March, we'll start working with them to screen down from that semifinalist group with likely 2 or 3 finalists who we would put together campus itineraries for.
Dunn says those candidates will be available for the campus community, and a permanent chancellor is expected to be named later this spring. Interim Chancellor Brad Caldwell has held the position since October of 2015. SIU's annual Give Kids a Smile Day is coming up early next month, and the organizers say all spots have already been filled. Coordinator Jennifer Myers says more than 200 children will get free dental care through exams, cleanings, and x-rays as a part of the program. She says treating kids is different, and because of that, the students, as well as volunteer dentists and hygienists, try to make it fun, upbeat, and exciting. The event is March 3rd at SIU. We're going to see a clearing sky today, high 72. I'm Jennifer Fuller.